From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Great opening ceremony. It's going to be a fantastic event, and this evening was wonderful.
It was beautiful. It was perfect, and we're very glad we're here. Part of history. History was made here tonight. It's fantastic. We're very glad.
The 2018 Winter Olympic Games are underway amid extraordinary unity between the two Koreas. Athletes from South and North Korea march behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. VOA's Steve Herman was also at the event with Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, he was in the VIP box with the host, Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. And right next to the U.S. Vice President was the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. And then if from where we could see that VIP box looking up from our seats in the stadium, a few meters away to the left of the U.S. Vice President were two North Korean officials, the ceremonial head of the government and Kim Jong-un's sister.
According to Mr. Pence's office, there was no interaction between the U.S. vice president and the North Korean officials. Winter Games run through February the 25th. With President Donald Trump's signature, the U.S. government reopened on Friday after a short shutdown. Very early Friday morning, the House of Representatives followed the Senate in passing the bill. The two-year bill will provide funding for defense and domestic programs, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The bipartisan agreement before us funds our troops, addresses the opioid crisis, funds our veterans, and many other shared priorities. The Speaker of the House supports the bill, is waiting for it to pass the Senate.
This